Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiya, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just beaten Fulham 1-0 at home to pick up a big 3 points in what hopefully is a race in European spots. Andy, let's quickly zoom over it. Wasn't a posh game of football, but Liverpool got the job done.
Absolutely. Three games in a week this end of the season, after a season where there's been a World Cup and players are really tired and really jaded. Sometimes you need to make a few changes and sometimes you just need to get a win by hook or by crook. That's what we do tonight. It's now five wins in a row. Two more home games against sort of teams slightly below us and two away games against teams at the bottom of the league. Let's make this 9 wins out of 9, take it into next season and get back to where we can be.
Yeah, Courtney, five wins on the bounce wasn't spectacular, like I've said, but we've shown another way to win a game of football. We have not been winning those types of games. I thought we controlled a lot of it, didn't do a lot with the ball, but like you said, we got ourselves over the line and we got ourselves the goal.
Yeah, definitely what we've missed this season. I think that was earlier on in the season, it would have been a draw or even worse, like a defeat. But I don't like boring games, but if it means we get the 3 points, that's all that matters at the end of the day, especially if we pick up every point and hope maybe Newcastle or United slip up somewhere, then that's all we need at the minute.
Hopefully that does happen. Steve, it very much felt like, you know, there was a couple of lads on the bench, your main striker who cost 80-something mil. You have to give him a go at some point. This was the type of game that you do give him a go in. He wasn't brilliant, but hopefully the lads who did, you know, contribute on the pitch tonight, who usually don't, can, you know, rack up a couple of performances, a little bit of rhythm, because, you know, Jordan Henderson, a lot of the lads looked absolutely out on their feet come the 90th minute.
I think that's exactly it. We looked knackered, and, you know, we played a lot of footy weekend, midweek. Intense games as well, you know, coming back time and time again. You're behind that West Ham, that Forest madness, that madness the other day against Tottenham. All of this, I think it's kind of starting to catch up with a little bit, because Liverpool looked like they were trying to do the right things, but they were like a little bit short. The first thing that goes when you're tired is like your first touch, or you know, the passing slightly off the rhythm isn't there, you're half a yard short in the press, all that kind of stuff. But just win, yeah, just win ugly, and that's what he did. I don't know of anyone who came into the side, don't know, did anything to keep the shirt. You know, I don't think Darwin can argue if he's not playing next week. I don't think Costas could argue if he's not playing at the weekend. But ultimately, if you can make changes and win, then that's an absolute bonus for you, isn't it? But like I say, you could tell it wasn't Liverpool's best 11. There was a couple of things that wasn't quite right. But Jürgen obviously knows them better than us, and we're going to run over, so I'm going to move. Either knowing that, like, I wasn't shocked Robertson didn't play, for example, because I don't think, again, he looked a little bit like that against Spurs, didn't he? So, yeah, we're in the grind at the moment, Chloe. We really are in the grind, and it is just about, like I say, and Courtney mentioned, win every single game and just hope that someone above you has an absolute shit show to end the season, and hopefully they do. And if they don't, then finish fifth, get that Europa League spot and go with it. But yeah, it was underwhelming. But listen, Liverpool, when they've been underwhelming this season, have lost. Yeah. So to be underwhelming and win, we'll take it and we'll move on.
Yeah, we do move on. We move on to Brentford. Hopefully you pick up another 3 points, three home games on the bounce in a week. You win all three of them. 9 points there. I think we've got our fifth win in a run. And we've got to really squeeze everything out of the last several games. Hopefully we can do that. This is just another really good reason for why the Reds can show. Also, just before we do get run over, we are moving further forward. But it's just a nice little run. We need to do what we did tonight against Brentford, but we will have to be a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. Spurs, Fulham, Brentford, three decent teams, three teams that are going to finish probably in the top half this season, but three games where if, as we want to next season, get back up challenging with Man City, certainly at home you have to be winning them. So, you know, we've got two out of the way, both sort of quite scrappy affairs in the end. Liverpool far from at their best, but you know, a good team, especially at this point of the season, will not be at their best but still get the job done. So yeah, Brentford, if we win that, we make it six in a row. You know, those are the type of runs we need to go on if we are going to be up challenging Man City next season. I know it seems a long shot with some of the performances we've seen, but it is possible. We know this team has it in them. We know we've got signings to come this summer. And you know that some of these players are playing for their shirt next season. You know, we know there's going to be competition. We know there's going to be players coming in. So, you know, let's see what they're made of last four or five games. And yeah, certainly some things are gelling together. Might be a little bit too late for this season for top four, as we've said. But things are coming together, and it's all about momentum at this point.
Yeah, and hopefully we do keep that momentum going. Did you want to say something, Lucas, there? I thought you did.
Well...
Do you want to say up the red?
Well, yeah.
Go on, say up the red.
Oh, I don't care.
You just tell us what you want to say.
Blew my mind today.
You blew your mind.
Because I thought it would be better, but...
We all did, we all did. Yeah, anyway... That's been the fan cam of Liverpool v Fulham. A big point for the Reds. Hopefully come Saturday we can have another 3 points, but yeah, just happy to get 3 points. It wasn't as dramatic, it wasn't as coming out the ground bouncing, but Liverpool have done the job, and that's all that matters.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.